This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Welcome to Liberating the Oppressed with your host, Pastor Edmundo Rivera.
Dios te bendiga. Bienvenidos al programa Libertando al Oprimido con el Pastor Edmundo Rivera.
God bless you tonight. God bless you. Que el Señor te bendiga en esta noche. Today I'm with my lovely wife, Gisela.
God bless you, everyone. God bless you.
Today is a really beautiful night, and we were praying for so many things, and especially for Puerto Rico and Mexico. But we were speaking to the Lord, and the Lord asked me to do what I need to do today. Today we have a very special theme, and the theme says, take action. We're gonna talk about taking action. For all you military people out there and all you people of action, well, we need men and women who are people who take action and helping us out today, helping out the island of Puerto Rico. I was able to find a flight to go to Puerto Rico October 17th. I'm going to be flying down there. And I'm going to be taking some medical supplies, not just medical supplies. I'm going to be preaching as well while we're down there. And we're going to be blessing. It's a small community in the mountains, and there are about 20 families that are there. And I need to ask you a few things, all those who are listening, that this is what I need, and the Lord put this in my heart so we can take it down there to Puerto Rico for all those who are in need. So I'm going to need over-the-counter medications, meaning Tylenol pills. I'm going to need children's medication for fever, for eye drops. I'm going to need baby wipes. I'm going to need, with all due respect, women hygienes. And about roughly 10 women that we're going to be addressing while we're there. I'm going to need men's razors and maybe some shaving cream as well. I'm going to need toothpaste and toothbrushes, because everybody lost everything down there. So I'm going to need this. This is medication for children with fever, for pink eyes, children allergies in their eyes as well, and eye drops, children's eardrops as well. And these are all donations, and I'm going to ask for something that I never have done before. And I'm going to ask for all the listeners tonight. It's very important that if you want to donate some money, you can donate it so we can go out there and bless about 20 families. Now, why am I asking this? It's because there is no electricity out there, so everything is done by cash only. So if I can bless 20 families, head of the household families, they can buy gas, they can buy food, they can move around and get what they need. So I am pleading to all those who believe in God's work, men and women who would walk an extra mile and say, Pastor, I'm going to donate this on your trip. Now I'm going to be taking pictures down there. I'm going to be down there for 6 days. And those 6 days, I'm going to be building and cutting trees down. I'm going to be helping my parents. Now my parents are 81 years old, and they've been down there, and I have not been able to speak to them. So my wife's parents as well, and they were able to call us, and they need batteries. I'm going to go down there and fix a generator so they can have electricity while everything comes to normal. It's going to take time. It's going to take more than 6 to 9 months, or maybe even a year, to really be established once again. So today, tonight, I am pleading for all those who are listening on the internet. We are pleading that I need to help and bless at least 20 families down there. Now you can make this payable to the church, our church here in Palm City. And our address is 798 Southwest 33rd Street, And this is in Palm City, Palm City. Zip code is 34990. And the name of the church is House of Refuge. You can address it to me. My name is Pastor Edmundo Rivera. Now, all this is going to help many, many, many people. And I've done it before in Nicaragua. I've done it before in Honduras. I've done it before in many other countries. Now it's time for me to help my own country. We are all citizens, not just this. We are all sons and daughters of our Creator, our God, our Savior. And Puerto Rico is in dire need. There's a lot of people that are dying, a lot of people that are in dire need of medication, simple over-the-counter medication. This is Tylenol, once again, I say, for fever. And the children are the worst ones who are being attacked. If I can get maybe a box or two boxes of off, so I can give at least one or two cans per family. Now, there are 20 families I'm going to go visit. And each other family has roughly maybe 4 to 5 in children, you know, and each family has. So a can per person. And until we can get the mail system working correctly, and then I can start to mail things out there. And then I'm going to have to ask for school supplies, pencils, paper, notebooks, book bags, clothes for children. Now, all this is going to be the second time I go down to the island once again, because these children have lost everything. You know what it is to lose everything and start from zero? Well, these people did this. And this is an island that we can't go to Georgia. We can't go to North Carolina. We have to go by boat or by plane. So I am pleading to all those Christian and people who want to help us, help this pastor, help the children, help the families get up on their feet. So I'm going to plead with my wife that we can do this. Now, I leave October 17th. So I need to be ready by 2-3 days prior to. I'm going to be down there for 6 days. So I am pleading. And I have faith that I'm going to have somebody to call me at 772-221-1100. Or you can call me on my personal cell phone, 706-414-5827. Now, I'm a nonprofit. This is just to bless other families that are in need. And if somebody wants to travel down there with me, you're more than welcome. The more the merrier. And we can work down there all together. I have my brother who is flying down from Hawaii. He's going to help me. And we're going to do a lot of work. And it's going to be 12, 15-hour shifts while we're out there. And a little bit of water, and maybe some MREs if you're lucky. Now, this is what we're expecting, but we are believing in God, and we're believing in Him and trusting, and that He's going to give us the strength. I'm leaving my family to help other families out. So tonight, I want you to meditate and ask the Lord what you want to give. What are you willing to donate? Once again, I'm going to give you the list of what I need. Over-the-counter medications, including children's medication for fevers, eye drops, baby wipes, ear drops for earaches, or women's hygiene. About 10 women I'm going to need for about 10 women, and maybe a month or 2 months supply. I'm going to need some razors for men. Now, there are 10 families, so 20 families, so about 20 packs of razors and maybe one shaving cream per each. Toothpaste, toothbrushes, and Tylenol pills. And once again, I'm going to ask for a donation per family. God bless you. Now, my darling wife.
Dios le bendiga. Buenas noches. Estamos en el programa Liberating the Press. Como mi esposo acaba de decir en inglés, yo voy a intentar de traducir todo lo que él dijo en español, pero para la radio audiencia que nos está escuchando, como todos saben, ¿verdad? Lo que está viviendo actualmente Puerto Rico, que no ha sido muy fácil, estamos apelando al corazón, al buen corazón cooperador del cristiano y del que nos está escuchando en esta noche. Necesitamos medicinas para niños, necesitamos gotas de ojo, baby wipes, toallas para bebé, pampers, necesitamos artículos de higiene personal para mujer, entiéndase toalla sanitaria y demás, razors, navajas de afeitar, pasta de dientes y Tylenol, tanto en píldoras como líquida, y gotas para oídos. Cualquier tipo de donación que usted nos quiera hacer, se puede comunicar a nuestro teléfono personal, el 706-414-5827. Repito, 706-414-5827. Ese es el teléfono de mi esposo. Sé que el área code es de Georgia, pero él lleva muchos años con este número de teléfono, para aclarar, ¿verdad?, que hay algunas personas que nos preguntan. Y como todo el mundo conoce ya el número de teléfono de él, pues es este. O nos puede llamar aquí a la emisora al 772-221-1100. ¿Ok? Dicho esto, pues apelamos a su corazón, ya que el octubre 17 mi esposo parte para Puerto Rico con una misión, y la única misión es de ayudar a restablecer a estas familias que lo han perdido todo. No tanto desconocidos, sino conocidos, porque tengo muchos familiares que lamentablemente han perdido sus hogares. Y como mi esposo decía, tienen que comenzar de cero en todos los aspectos, sin casa, sin vehículos, sin ropa, sin nada. Así que cualquier donación que Dios ¿verdad? Ponga en tu corazón hacerlo, nosotros lo recibiremos con mucho gozo y con mucha alegría, y lo brindaremos y le traeremos fotos de lo que... ¿verdad? De la bendición que usted nos trajo.
Nos pueden ver por Facebook.
Y nosotros enviamos. Nos puede ver por Facebook, también en el Facebook personal de nosotros, que es Pastores Edmundo Raya Gisela Rivera. Ahí está toda la información. Y también está en nuestra página, Iglesia Casa de Refugio, que es nuestra página oficial de la iglesia. Así que dicho esto, ¿verdad? Le pedimos, por favor,
otra cosa
que el Señor, ¿verdad? Toque su corazón.
Sí, quería decirle, necesito, I'm going to need a first aid kit per family. So I'm going down there, and I want to leave them with each of the families with a first aid kit. It doesn't have to be a big one. It can be one, you know, a medium size, because they're going to have to tend their own wounds, because the hospitals are not in functioning, and they need to do this on their own. So I know first aid, and I'm going to
necesitamos una caja de primeros auxilios, o las que puedan proveernos, ¿verdad? 20. En este caso, mi esposo está pidiendo por 20 cajas de primeros auxilios, ya que los hospitales son muy pocos los que están funcionando, mm-hmm. y los que están funcionando está funcionando a toda capacidad con una planta eléctrica, o sea, no tiene aire acondicionado, no tiene, ¿verdad? Está en una situación bien difícil, hermano, el que me está escuchando. Así que apelamos a la bondad de su corazón. Lo que usted nos quiera donar, nosotros le proveemos una lista, no tiene que ser específicamente eso. Si usted quiere bendecirnos con más, amén, lo recibimos también. Lo que nosotros podamos ayudar a nuestro pueblo puertorriqueño, sé que nuestro pueblo le va a agradecer cada una de sus donaciones. Así que Dios le bendiga. Dicho esto, pues, pastor.
Yes. So, we are a bilingual ministry, and our hearts our love and heart is divided into two places, the United States and Puerto Rico. For all our friends who are watching us by Facebook Live, Gabriel, Yarida, my cousins are watching us. God bless you all. Dios te bendiga cada uno de ustedes. We have a mission to go out there and help in need. Today them, tomorrow it can be us. We were spared from this last hurricane, and God was merciful with us. But we need to help our brothers and sisters. And it hurts me. I haven't spoken to my mother, an 81-year-old lady, my father, 78-year-old. And it's kind of rough. It's kind of hard for me to just sit down and do nothing or just wait and wait and wait and not get a phone call. And you keep calling and no one can answer. No, 'cause there's nothing. So the other thing I wanted to ask is if someone in Palm City or in South Florida here, and they can hear my voice, if anybody has a satellite telephone that I can use this, you can donate that to me, or you can just let me borrow it for 6-7 days while I'm out there in Puerto Rico. The reason is because I need to have these people call their families. They're here in the United States for help. And there are no cell phone signals. But if I have a satellite phone that I can get from someone who's listening, someone who God is touching, a satellite telephone, I can take it with me on the 17th of October. You are going to bless many, many families get in contact with their own families. Necesito y voy a pedir un teléfono satélite para llevármelo satelital para yo llevármelo hacia Puerto Rico para que ellos puedan hablar con sus familiares porque no tienen señal, no tienen nada. Yo le pido a los que nos están escuchando en el nombre de Jesús que confíen en nosotros para hacer esta obra. I'm asking all the people who are listening to have this in your prayers. I'm asking for a chain of people praying for this trip so my heart doesn't break more than what it is now, that I can help 20 families, and if I can break those 20 into 40, I will do that. But I'm going to need help from everybody here. They can help us. I need a satellite phone that I can take with me. And when I come back, I will return it to the person who gave it to me. Because, you know, my intentions is not for my own personal use. It's just to help those people get in contact with their families. They're here in the United States and they can help them. I have a family going to come from Puerto Rico. I'm going to bring them with me, and they're going to stay in my own house. And this is my family as well. And if I had a bigger house, I'll bring more with me. So I need help from all those who are listening for this trip. God bless you. Now we're going to go into the Word. Hallelujah.
Pray first.
Yes. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this message that we are going about to read. I ask you that you may bless all those who are listening. In this sad moment, Lord, I know that you are listening to us and you allow things to happen. And I ask you, Lord, that this time, this moment, all those who are in Puerto Rico, all those who are in Mexico, all those who are in Texas, all those who are hit in Florida and Louisiana, and all those who are down and out can be lifted by this message of yours of hope. This message of guarantee, this message of that you can do this in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This time when I say to all our friends who are watching us on the Facebook Live, God bless you all, and this message is for you as well. Hallelujah. Gisela.
Dios le bendiga. Vamos a comenzar hoy con una palabra poderosa que el Señor nos ha regalado para la noche de hoy.
We're going to read it first in Spanish and then we're going to read it in English.
Vamos a estar leyendo en Lucas capítulo 8, versos 43 al 46. Bajo el tema, toma acción. La palabra del Señor lee en nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo. Amén. Amén. Pero una mujer que padecía de flujo de sangre desde hacía 12 años y que había gastado en médicos todo en cuanto tenía y por ninguno había podido ser curada, se le acercó por detrás y tocó el borde de su manto y al instante se detuvo el flujo de sangre. Entonces Jesús dijo, ¿quién es el que me ha tocado? Y negando todos, dijo Pedro y los que con él estaban, Maestro, la multitud te aprieta y te oprime, y tú dices, ¿quién es el que me ha tocado? Pero Jesús dijo, alguien me ha tocado, porque yo he conocido que ha salido poder de mí.
And the word is read in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. And today we're going to be reading in under the book of Luke. And this is Luke, hallelujah, 8. And this is verse 43 to 46. And it says, And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which hath spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, Who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And Jesus said, Somebody has touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone of me. Oh, hallelujah. Gracias. We're going to listen to music now. At this time. A lo que nos están escuchando.
Vi al Señor cuando menos lo esperaba. Y Él me miró con ojos de misericordia. Clamé a Él, ten piedad de mi alma. Y Él me enseñó todas sus heridas. Le dije, Señor, quédate a mi lado. Y Él respondió, con mi sangre te he comprado. Y me postré y comencé a adorarle. Santo es el Cordero de Dios. Reconozco que Él me salvó. Él me salvó. Él me salvó. Reconozco que Él me salvó, Él me salvó, Él me salvó. Oh, no hay por qué temer en esta vida si el Señor es tu compañía. Si has fallado, confiésate y apártate de tu pecado y hallarás misericordia del Señor arriba, porque Él te ama y no quiere que te pierdas.
significa aleluya.
There was a woman in Galilee, and she was walking in the midst of a crowd. And this woman was sick for about, the Bible says, for 12 years she had this sickness. Many can say it could have been cancer in the uterus. It could have been some type of a sickness that she was bleeding constantly. And she has spent all her money. Gastó todo lo que ella tenía. In other words, she gave everything looking for a cure. How many people that we know constantly go from one doctor to another doctor, and they constantly looking for some type of a medication, and when they go there, either they don't have that medication, or they ran out of it, or it does not exist, or it costs too much money. Now, why are we saying this? Because I know there are many people who are listening to us tonight that see themselves or find themselves in this predicament, that they have spent everything, or maybe they just don't have the money to go to a doctor. But tonight, I want you to listen to this message. Quiero que tú escucha este mensaje. Because,
no, no puedes llamar al 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. En esta noche, así como mi esposo está hablando acerca de una mujer, ¿verdad?, que padecía de un flujo de sangre.
Aleluya.
Como relata la palabra, durante 12 largos años.
Amén.
Las que somos mujeres sabemos, ¿verdad?, que cuando tenemos pues nuestros días del mes, yes, obviamente pues es un poco desesperante, incómodo, humor, el humor no es el más agradable, ¿verdad? Pero cuando usted tiene un flujo de sangre durante 12 largos años, wow, debe ser más incómodo aún. Wow. Véngase también cómo ella físicamente, wow, se sentía, débil, cansada, uh-huh, quizás hasta hastiada, ¿verdad? De sin este fuerza, dolor que le aquejaba, hermano, porque no era nada de fácil. Y dice la palabra en Levítico, ¿verdad? Levítico capítulo 15, verso 25, que la mujer, cuando estaba en sus días, en su periodo, para la gente era una mujer
inmunda,
era catalogada inmunda. Por lo tanto, cuando ella caía en su periodo, ¿verdad?, la mujer tenía que ser separada de la población.
No podía estar
ajá, con la población. Uh-huh. No podía tocar absolutamente nada, porque todo lo que ella tocara se convertía inmundo.
Ni un hombre. No podía acercarse a su esposo. Tenía que estar separada.
Entonces, al ella estar separada, ¿verdad?, la costumbre decía que lo que ella pasaba ese periodo, pues era un proceso de purificación para ella también. Como relata la palabra, esta mujer llevaba 12 largos años. ¿Cómo ella llegó allí? Nadie sabe. Solamente dice la palabra que ella escuchó que Jesús caminaría por allí. Gloria al Señor. Y en medio de la multitud, ella persiguió a Jesús. Por lo tanto, ella rompió las reglas que estaban establecidas ya por la ley para ella conseguir algo que ella sabía que lo iba a conseguir del maestro. Por lo tanto, el tema que estamos hablando en esta noche, toma acción. Ella tomó acción. Ella no se quedó separada ni aislada de la población. Ella tomó acción.
This woman, what she was going through, all the women go through this process once a month. And this woman had this for 12 years, and it was constantly, every day. So this woman had no strength. She had, her self-esteem was down, And she felt herself abandoned. She felt herself alone. And there are so many people who feel this way. Now, there's something very important that happened with this woman, that while Jesus was walking in Galilee, he was going to visit someone's house, but he was walking and the multitude of people were around him. And there was so much people, a huge crowd. This woman, with no strength, she crawled in between the legs of men, because the women could not be there at that time. And the women were separated from the men. So imagine you were in a crowd of so many men after Jesus, and you are the only woman who went under the legs of, hallelujah, the men who were there. And you said to yourself, it is now or never. She made this determination and she took action in her faith. And she said, if only I can touch just his garment, the borderings of his garment, I know I will be healed. She knew who Jesus was. She has heard of him. And she believed from the beginning. She said, I know that this man can heal me.
En esta noche, nosotros queremos decirte que tomes acción. Acción como la que tomó la mujer del flujo de sangre. Dice que se le acercó por detrás. Aleluya. Cuando tú tienes una necesidad desesperante, muchas veces vas a tomar acciones, yes, que para el hombre, mentalmente, racionando, va a decir, esto es contrario a, esto no va bajo las normas establecidas, esto va rompiendo todos los moldes. Gloria al Señor, aleluya. Pero cuando la necesidad entra, aleluya, tú tienes que tomar acción. Tú no te puedes quedar sentado. Tú no puedes quedarte a esperar la muerte. Tú no te puedes quedar, aleluya, quedado, Señor, aleluya. Tú no te puedes quedar sentado esperando que alguien haga algo por ti. Tú tienes que tomar acción. Y esta mujer tomó acción. Dice la palabra que se fue detrás y tocó el borde del manto. ¡Qué preciosa palabra! Porque mire, aleluya, tras de que tomó acción, la palabra dice que se postró. Aleluya. Aleluya. Para tocar el borde de su manto, tenía que postrarse. Aleluya. Símbolo de sumisión. Aleluya. Símbolo de rendimiento. Aleluya. Símbolo, aleluya, de debilidad. Porque delante del Señor, aleluya, no somos nada. Gloria al Señor, aleluya.
Gloria a Dios.
Y ella se postró.
Holy
y tocó,
aleluya,
aleluya, el borde del manto del Maestro.
Oh, aleluya. And this woman, with her faith, she said, crawling behind, she was able to reach Jesus. Now, the faith that this woman had is something very important, because in the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 23 says, this is what Jesus was doing. And Jesus went about all Galilee. He was teaching in their synagogues, and he was preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sicknesses and all manner of disease among the people. This is found in Matthew 4, hallelujah, 23. And she knew that Jesus was there, and it was necessary that she had an encounter with Jesus Christ. How many people have to have an encounter with Jesus Christ? How many people find themselves sick, hallelujah, in their spirit? How many people find themselves sick in their bodies? How many people find themselves destroyed? And it's time that you say to yourself, take action and say, Lord, I just need to touch you just one bit, and I know that you will heal me. You will, hallelujah, you will transform me. But you gotta have the anger this woman had. You have to have what this woman did. She did something very important. She crawled and she said, it is necessary that I touch the Master.
Cuando ella se postró, símbolo de rendición, aleluya, dice que al instante se detuvo el flujo.
Yes.
Aleluya. Ella tomó acción, pero su acción fue reforzada con su fe.
Aleluya.
Aleluya. Y al tocar el borde, porque no era tocar la ropa. Yo puedo tocar la ropa del pastor, aleluya, y quizás no pase nada. Pero si yo la toco con fe, la fe me mueve, aleluya. Y me contagia la fe de él, gloria al Señor, aleluya. Y eso es lo que provoca el milagro. Pero tienes que tomar acción. Y ella tomó acción, y cuando tomó acción, recibió instantáneamente su milagro.
You can call us at 772-221-1100. You can call us at 706-414-5827. And you can call us and let us know that you're going to do what this woman has done. Take charge of your life and say, Lord, I need you in my life, and accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. The Lord is waiting for you. Just like this woman was crawling to Jesus, something happened. Immediately, the Bible says in verse 44, she came behind them and just touched the border of his garment. And immediately, not in 5 minutes, not in an hour, not in 2 weeks later on, the Bible says that it happened immediately. And what was happening in her body, the blood that was flowing out of her body was instantly healed. But you gotta have faith. You gotta go. See, you can come and touch my garment and nothing happens. But if you come and you touch the garment of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And you touch the garment of Jesus Christ and you have that faith that he can change you, that he can heal you, that he can transform you. All you need is faith, and it's going to happen. Faith without action, it's nothing. You need to have faith so you can be healed like this woman.
A la hora de tu tomar acción, como hizo esta mujer, muchos de los que estén alrededor de ti no van a comprender.
Aleluya.
Lo que tú estás haciendo. Pero Dios no te llama a ti a que los demás entiendan lo que tú tienes que hacer. Uh-huh. Porque Dios te dijo a ti, toma acción. Aleluya.
Toma acción. Take action.
Entonces, Jesús le dijo, ¿quién es el que me ha tocado? En esta noche, Jesús te está preguntando, ¿quién me ha tocado?
Aleluya.
Aleluya. Y negándolo todo, porque de verdad, algunas personas son bravos para algunas cosas, pero para otras como que, ups.
Se aguantan en otras cosas.
Le mete reversa la cosa. Uh-huh. Aleluya. Y negándolo todo, dijo Pedro, y los que estaban con él, aleluya, maestro, si la multitud te aprieta y te oprime, sí, y tú dices, ¿quién es el que te ha tocado? Porque recordemos que Jesús no andaba solo, andaba con un grupo grande de personas.
Sí, hay un grupo enorme.
Todos estaban empujándose entre sí porque todos querían estar cerca del maestro para escuchar sus enseñanzas y recibir esa palabra poderosa.
Pero hermana Gisela, hay algo diferente entre la multitud y esta mujer. ¿Qué pasó con esa mujer que la multitud no pudo obtener?
La palabra del Señor dice que ella postrándose, tocando el borde de la túnica del maestro, recibió su milagro instantáneamente. Pero la multitud seguía gritando, ¿verdad? Y en ese empuje, en ese bate y bate, y los discípulos, cuando Jesús se detiene un momento y dice, ¿quién me ha tocado? Los discípulos dicen, pero si es la multitud que te aprieta y te oprime. Hay mucha gente, aleluya.
Pero no tenían los ojos espirituales, porque algo pasó. Dime, ¿qué pasó con esa mujer que la multitud no le pasó?
Porque había muchos andando oprimiendo a Jesús, uh-huh, pero no tenían la fe que tenía ella.
No tenían la fe que esta mujer tenía. The woman had faith, and hallelujah, that the crowd did not have. You see, everybody wanted to go and touch Jesus Christ and just touch him and see him, but this woman had faith,
And what happened with this woman that the crowd did not see, or that the crowd that was around Jesus and even the disciples that were with Jesus did not see with their spiritual eyes, nor with their own eyes, that this woman was healed because she humbled herself before the presence of God, and instantly she was healed. And the multitude of people was still asking what was going on. Hallelujah.
Pero, pastor.
Yes.
Ella no era perfecta.
Yes, she was not perfect.
Dijimos que era impura.
She was, hallelujah, she had to be cast away.
Recordemos que cuando hablamos de impureza, para la mujer tenía que ser segregada.
She was immune. She had a sickness that was to be shunned.
Por lo
by
tanto,
many.
Ella tenía que permanecer calladita.
And for many, she had to keep herself quiet.
Era difícil testificar lo que había pasado, pero ella sabía lo que había pasado.
It was difficult for her to testify what happened, but she had to say what happened.
Porque cuando tomó acción.
Because when she took action.
Aleluya. Oh, con fe.
God, she took action with faith.
Del cuerpo del maestro,
from the body of the master Jesus Christ,
fluyó un milagro.
Virtue came from his body,
que corrió por todo su cuerpo.
That it went through all his body.
Y una vez,
and once,
que Jesús pregunta,
that Jesus asks,
¿quién me ha tocado?
Who touched me?
Él sabía que alguien había accionado.
He knew that someone took action.
Y había recibido un milagro.
And that person received a miracle instantly.
Y allí había un testimonio vivo.
And there was a live testimony
de
right
lo que
there.
Dios había hecho.
That what God has done in her life or in that person's life.
Muchas veces.
Many times.
Así como David.
Just like David,
muchas personas,
many people,
lo juzgaron.
They made fun of that person or judged you wrong.
Porque cometió muchos errores.
Because you made a lot of mistakes in your life.
Pero ¿sabes qué?
But I tell you what.
La palabra del Señor dice.
The word of God says.
En Hechos 13:22.
In Hebrew, in Acts 13:21.
Que él era conforme al corazón de Dios.
That David was conformed of the heart of God.
Así que no importa tus imperfecciones.
And so it doesn't matter your imperfections.
No importa de lo que estés sufriendo.
It doesn't matter what you're suffering now.
Aún las huellas del pecado en tu cuerpo,
even
ay santo.
Even in your body that you see the mark
en
of
esta
sin.
Noche el Señor te dice toma
in
acción.
This night, Lord, the Lord is telling you, take action.
Porque yo no estoy mirando tu pecado.
Because I am not looking at what you have done or the sin.
Yo estoy mirando tu corazón.
I am looking at your heart.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the God. This is so simple. The Lord is telling you tonight, be like this woman. This woman, she took charge. She said, I don't care what people going to say. She went against adversity and she said, no matter what, I'm going to touch the garment of the master. And it's necessary that tonight you call us at 772-221-1100, or you can call me on my cell phone and leave a message like many are doing now on Facebook Live. And God bless you all. Dios le bendiga a todos los que están escuchando este mensaje. It is necessary that you look at yourself and you say, Lord, Lord, have mercy with me. Hallelujah. And this woman, God had mercy with her because she did what no other woman would dare to do. So you have to dare do something. You have to dare to get up and say, devil, you are not going to conquer me anymore. You must tell sin, I will not sin anymore, because I am taking charge of my life in the hands of Jesus Christ. It is necessary that you say to yourself tonight, I'm going to take charge like this woman has. This woman did something very important that many people have not done yet. She took charge of her life. And the Bible says in verse 48 that after that Jesus felt virtue coming out of his own body, and he asked his disciples, and Peter says, there are so many people that are around you, Master. How can you know that just one person is touching you? And he said, it's because virtue came out of my body, and I felt that someone was healed, because, hallelujah, I came to heal all those who were sick, all those who need help. Hallelujah. The Bible says that Jesus came for those who are in need, in dire need. How many people outside now in the radio who are in their houses now and are feeling that they need to be healed? I don't know what you have. You can have cancer. You can have, I don't know, you can have a headache. I don't know. You can feel, I don't know, your body can be broken down, or maybe, hallelujah, sin has been over your body and you need to be healed. And today God is saying, take charge of your life. Hallelujah. Get up from where you're at and say, God, forgive me. You gotta first humble yourself. Tienes que humillarte primeramente antes de la presencia del Señor, y tú vas a ver que el Señor va a hacer una obra linda en tu vida. And the Bible says in, hallelujah, Luke, hallelujah, 4, Luke 8, verse 48, and it says, and this is what Jesus replied. He says, and he said, under, hallelujah, he said to her, daughter, be a good comfort. Thy faith had made thee whole. And he says something that marked her forever. And he said, go in peace. This means that first he healed her, and then he saved her, and then he forgave all her sins. And she went in peace, a whole woman, complete, without ever having the sickness once again. Now I have countless testimonies of men and women who have been healed. I have been healed. My body has been healed by the hand of God. I have testimony. I have medical documents that stated that I was never going to walk again, and I am walking. The medical doctor said to me, I will not have any children, and I have four boys. Hallelujah. The glory is to God. They said I will not be able to touch a woman again because of my sickness, and I've been married, and now tomorrow my wife and I are going to have completed 14 years of marriage. Not only, hallelujah, 14 years, we have children together. Hallelujah. Not just that, we have been growing together. And I told my wife today, you know what? We are growing old. And she looked at me and said, you saying I'm getting old? I said, no, we're growing old together. Together. That means that my wife and I have been together in the good times and in the bad times, in sufferings and in happy times, en lo bueno y en lo malo, y siempre estamos juntos. And tomorrow we celebrate 14 years of marriage, and we have three beautiful children. One is Eli Samuel, the other one is Matthew Ezekiel, and the other one is Caleb Joshua. This is blessings. You know why? Because I got tired and I said, Lord, I need you to heal me. Necesito que tú me sane mi cuerpo. And the Lord said something. Virtue came out of his body because I was healed because of him.
Damos gracias, Señor, por
Claudia. Dios te bendiga. Adeline, Dios te bendiga.
Amen. Esto, si no tomamos acción, ¿verdad? Si no le creemos al Señor, de ninguna manera podemos recibir las virtudes, ¿verdad? De Él, incluyendo los milagros. Si no tomamos acción y no tenemos fe, no vamos a crecer.
Amén. Aleluya.
Y eso es parte de nuestro crecimiento espiritual.
Without faith, you cannot grow. Without believing in God, you cannot prosper in Jesus' name.
So damos gracias a Dios por la bendición que nos ha concedido de estar 14 años.
14 years. Can you imagine that? 14. How many marriages last 5 years? How many marriages last 10 years? Now we're going to 14 years. And this is because of a blessing of God. And God spoke to us when we were...
Eso es un testimonio de acción.
We were dating, and this is the testimony of action. Because my wife did not talk to me when I first met her. I was always in uniform because I was a military guy, so I was always traveling. And I met my wife in church. And is the long story short, she did not talk to me. I didn't dare talk to her because I said, oh my God. But God put us together, and we've been together 14 years. Y esto lo que hace Dios. And this is what God does when you get up and you take charge of your life, like this woman did. This woman, she said, I am tired of being on the floor. I am tired of crawling. I am tired of spending everything that I have. Now I'm going to go to Jesus Christ. Si tú has probado todo,
that's right.
Es el momento para probar a Cristo. If you have tried everything in your life, if you have tried drugs, if you have tried liquor, if you have tried sin, if you have tried everything, but one thing that is tried Jesus, amen. And it's time for you to get up from where you find yourself. It's time to say, God, if you are a true God, heal me. Heal my heart. I am in dire need of to being healed. I am in need to be touched by you. Es necesario que tú te puedas levantar en esta noche y decirle al Señor, es necesario decirle al Señor, sáname, cámbiame, restáurame. Oh, hallelujah, when I lost everything and I found myself in a wheelchair and I found myself that my wife had to bathe me, I got tired and I said, Lord, I am a man of action. I was the provider in my house, and I needed to get back on my feet, but I could not do it all by myself. With the love of my wife, with her help, and my family got me up. But the Lord Jesus Christ was the one who healed my legs. He healed my lumbar spine. He healed my liver. He healed my body. In 2014, I had a heart attack, and I found myself on the floor. And they sent me, my wife took me to the VA hospital. And when they did all the exams and they were going to do surgery prior to, they did a sonogram on my chest, on my side. And they said, wow, I've never seen this. And I said, what happened? They saw in the sonogram that they saw like if my heart inside the walls have been scratched by someone. Like if someone was actually scratching my heart apart. And I said, that's the testimony. And I'm alive because of what Jesus did in my life. Mm-hmm. If he has done that to me, I know he can do that to you. I know he will save you. I know he can change your life. Hallelujah. Dios te bendiga, Roberto Vélez, Carlos Vázquez. Hallelujah. God bless you guys. Hallelujah. Si el Señor ha hecho eso conmigo, if God has healed me so many times, I have gone over a heart attack. My legs were severed. Hallelujah. I had 8 surgeries on my legs with metal and strap metal from a war. If God lifted me up from the ground, amen. I know amen. He can lift you up. And I know there are many women like my wife that are out there who help their husbands and their children. And there are many women out there that are by themselves listening to this message. If all you have is just yourself, it's time for you to say, God, I need you to help me. If he did it with my wife, I know he can do it with you. Give God a chance. Amen. Give Jesus a chance. Give him the opportunity to heal your heart. Give him the opportunity to transform you. From your sadness to happiness. From your sadness to happiness. Let him change what has been destroyed by man. And let God transform you like this woman was transformed. And she was healed instantly.
Immediately, the Bible says that she was healed immediately. We have 2 minutes left. Hallelujah.
This is a time to accept Jesus Christ in your heart.
Accept Jesus Christ.
This is a time for his mercy in your life.
Dios te está llamando.
You need Jesus, but you need to take an action.
You need to take action. Necesita tomar acción. Dios te ama. Dios te ama. Dios te ama. Avanza. Avanza. Hurry up and call. Come to the cross. Come to Jesus' hands. Accept Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Tato, Dios te bendiga. Hallelujah. You need to call on Jesus and say, Lord, I need you to restore me. I need you to lift me up. Si te encuentras en un vacío, es el momento para pedirle al Señor, restáurame, levántame, sáname. This is the time that Jesus is waiting for you to say, Lord, hallelujah, heal my body, heal my heart, heal my soul, and save me. Forgive me of my sins. This is the moment to say, hallelujah, Jesus, I accept you as my personal Savior. If you want to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, repeat after me and say, Holy Father, who art in heaven, holy be this name. Hallelujah. And ask and say, Dear Lord Jesus, forgive me, for I have sinned. I accept you as my personal Savior. Thank you. Heal me. Hallelujah, of my sins. Heal me. I have been sick so long and I'm tired. I have gone and seen on many doctors, but now I'm going to see the excellence of all, which is you. I accept you as my personal Savior.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Nos puede llamar al 706-414-5827. No olvide las donaciones. Estaremos esperando, ¿verdad? Todo lo que venga será de bendición para las personas que vamos a llevar estas donaciones. Dios le bendiga. Dios le guarde.
Un minuto. Let me repeat what I'm leaving the 17th of October. So that means I'm asking for a satellite telephone so I can have communications with family members over there. I need the donations. I need if you want to donate and help me with money so I can bless 20 families when I go to Puerto Rico. I'm going to need the over-the-counter medications, children's medications, eardrops, eye drops, and Tylenol, baby wipes, and toothpaste for 20 families. And please don't forget a first aid kit for every family. In the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Liberating the Oppressed with Pastor Edmundo Rivera, pastor of the House of Refuge Church located at 770 Southwest 34th Street at Palm City Civic Center in Palm City, Florida. Our bilingual service times are Sundays at 5:30 p.m. for Bible class, and worship service starts at 6:30 p.m. For more information about our church, the number is 706-414-5827 or text messages to 772-307-1480. House of Refuge is waiting for you.
Gracias por escuchar el programa Libertando al Cautivo. Escúchanos cada sábado desde las 9 de la noche. Para más información, puedes llamarnos al 706-414-5827. Recuerda, te esperamos.